Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von People of Tech, dem Podcast von Career. Unser Ziel? Schülerinnen und Schüler über KI-Karrierechancen zu informieren. Hör zu und starte durch. Los geht's!
Welcome, Rafael Guzman, to our new episode of People of Tech. We just start right away. Could you introduce yourself? Who are you and what do you do as an AI lead at Airbus?
Sure. Hello, Shanice. Thank you for having me here. What do I do as an AI lead at Airbus? I basically help anyone in the company, all the different teams from different functions, whenever they need to apply AI or they have an idea and they want to measure if AI might be the solution, then I'm there to help. So I help them framing the problem they have and eventually thinking about the solution based on AI.
That sounds awesome. And how did you get into the AI industry? Was working in AI already your plan when you were in high school?
Not at all. I'm an old man now, so I'm 43. And by the time I was at high school, I never heard of AI, to be honest. It was before the year 2000. And then I studied computer science engineering. And at the university at that time in 2002, I had my first course on artificial intelligence. That was my first touch point with AI, but I never considered that as a potential career path. So I completed my studies and I joined Airbus. But since I started, I've been more on the business side of it and the operational side of it. So closer to planes, operations, always with a digital background, but not necessarily linked to AI. So it was with time that I started working with data, real-time data from planes to measure the health of the plane. And given that we had massive amount of data, I started realizing the power of data analytics and AI. And that's when I really felt like I have to jump into the AI sphere. So yeah, I studied, I completed a master's degree in AI. And thanks to that, I finally could join the AI team. And for the last 6 years, I've been working actively on the AI space.
That's awesome. And what does an AI lead actually do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, that's a difficult question because it's a quite diverse activity. Mostly, I try to keep myself very close to the different businesses that need help. And I spend time with them understanding their business context. This is key because we need to understand what is the value behind their ideas and how we can identify pain points that we can solve with AI. So let's say that a big amount of my time goes to understanding the business context of the different teams. Then we also think about solutions, not only about problems. And this is where I spend also part of my time thinking how AI can solve those specific needs. Beyond that, I also spend a lot of time, as you can imagine, AI is a kind of trendy thing these days. It wasn't 6 years ago when I joined, but it is now. So yeah, a big amount of my time goes also to carry out awareness sessions, to speak with people, to solve doubts, to create this awareness across the company.
What is like a average self-doubt people face? Like you hear all the time, is there like a mainstream self-doubt you hear about AI?
I don't know. There's definitely a pattern now with ChatGPT in 2022, if I remember well. We started getting lots of requests from different people in the company about I want to use ChatGPT to solve my issues. So more and more what we have is people who is enthusiastic about generative AI, so the technology behind ChatGPT and Gemini and all these applications. And we need to, in some cases, we need to make them aware that the best solution is not always a ChatGPT-like solution. And sometimes it is, but I would say like 99% of the requests these days comes from, I want to build something similar to ChatGPT for my business.
I see. And how is AI being used at Airbus today? And can you share any exciting projects you've worked on?
Being fair, we've been using AI for the last 3 decades. So it's not a new thing. The new thing is generative AI, but AI has been used for probably 20, 30 years. How we used to use it back in the days was more on the predictive AI or analytical AI area. So in that kind of AI, you use models to be trained with business data so that the model can learn from the data. We use this a lot to predict, for instance, maintenance issues. The plane is flying, the plane is producing data in real time. So we have algorithms, we have AI models behind that analyzes those data and data points in real time, and it can give to the airlines certain suggestions about corrective maintenance. So basically they can get an alert saying, please check this component of this specific aircraft because there's a degradation and it might fail in the next X flying hours. So this is a, let's say, traditional use of it. More and more with generative AI, what we are building is basically agents that help people automate their tasks. And in this case, we have, for instance, a project running to help our engineers who support the airlines whenever they have a technical issue. So our support engineers have these agents that help them analyze the issue from the airline and go through the different technical documentations that we have in Airbus and produce a meaningful answer for the airlines.
That sounds so exciting. I heard about AI agents before, but that is also used in such a big company like Airbus. It's crazy. And what skills do you think are most important for someone who wants to succeed in your role?
And that's a very good question because, you know, back in the days, being an AI engineer meant that you have to have plenty of technical knowledge. So you had to be very good at programming and mathematics and so on. So there was like a big entrance barrier. Nowadays with generative AI, things have changed. So technology is more affordable. There's not a technical entrance barrier. So to me, the perfect skill is to be able to use the technology to solve business problems. It's not about building the technology as such, but being able to use it, be up to date, and use the latest advantages of the technology to solve real business problems. So to me, it's not for someone who wants to jump into a similar role as mine. It's not about being super techie. It's more about having business understanding, business view, and also a technical understanding of how AI works and put them both together to create value.
That's awesome. And do you need to know how to code to work in AI? You already said you don't have to be a techie, but do you think it's necessary that you studied computer science before?
Yes and no. I mean, AI is a very wide field. depending on the role you want to have, you may need or may not need coding skills. For a role like mine, which is more linked to the business, you don't really need that coding skills. If you have coding skills, then it's good. Why not? It's a good to have, but it's not a must. Of course, if you want to put your focus on something more technical, more like research, and you're very interested in how these big companies like OpenAI or Meta are building these LLMs, these large language models, then of course you will need to master coding. But we are also seeing a transition in the last few months, probably years, but months. We see more and more how LLMs are actually learning coding even better than senior software engineers, which makes me think that in the future, most of the lines of code that will be written in the world, in a close future, I mean, not in 10 years time, probably in today, in the present, most of the lines of code written are by AI. Therefore, even if you want to code, you don't need to master coding because you can code with natural language. Of course, having a background helps because it gives you judgment on the code that the AI produce. But I wouldn't say it's a big barrier for someone who doesn't know how to code.
And looking back, which school subject helped you the most in your career?
Here I'm a bit pessimistic. I cannot say just one single course that I had that changed my life. Most of them make me the person that I'm today, in the sense that all the learnings from the university are not valuable for the technical things that I learned, but more for how they helped me structure my way of thinking, how they gave me a solid foundation to assess and analyze new technology. So yeah, back in the days when I studied, there were nothing about LLMs, but I kind of understand the foundation thanks to where I studied. So yeah, I couldn't say one specific.
And which AI-related careers do you think will be in the highest demand over the next 5 to 10 years?
All right. I'm not sure if someone in the world can accurately answer that question, because things are moving so fast.
Yes.
That 5 to 10 years sounds like, I don't know, like science fiction for me. So you asked me about the skills. No? So, yeah, I think more and more what it is important is to have a foundation of how this technology works. And from that foundation, remain curious and try to play with the technology, whatever new thing that comes up. Try it, play with it, experiment. So to me, one of the main skills is curiosity. It's not a technical thing, but more and more I think this is an important one.
And that brings me to my next question. My next question was, what advice would you give to a 16 or 17 year old who wants to start a career in AI today? So stay curious.
Stay curious would be number one. Be also cautious about the risks and limitations of the technology would be number two. And then it really depends on what the focus of the career is. If you want to be like in academia, in the research field, then you should get, the sooner the better, a strong mathematical and programming knowledge basis. And if, on the other hand, if you're not so interested on the technical, on the doing side of it, but more on the using side of it, then I would say do whatever you're passionate about, whatever. If it's medicine, then go for medicine. If it's maths, go for maths. And if it's whatever engineering, go and do that. Then becoming an AI expert in that field will be a matter of, again, understanding the technology and applying the technology into that field. But I think this is where the value really comes, when someone is very knowledgeable about one field and then take technology, applies to that field that he or she masters, and then is when the value creation explodes. So I would say, do not stop doing whatever you're passionate about. Just remain curious with technology and try to use it in that field.
I think that's such a valuable advice, because you don't have to like just leave whatever brings joy to you or whatever you're passionate about, because AI is a trend now. There's also something you can combine. Like, you don't have to just change whatever feels right for you. I love that advice. And looking back, what was your biggest like failure according to AI? What was your biggest mistake you did according to AI?
Okay. Too many. How long do we have? No, just joking. I failed quite a lot of times. I think failure should be a natural part of the process of learning. So we all must fail. I failed plenty of times. If you want one example, I can give you one. When I first joined the AI team in Airbus, it was 6 years ago. And if you look backward, that was the time when COVID arrived. And I, during my first few months in the team, I was assigned this project of trying to predict people's willingness to travel after COVID. And I found it very interesting. It was my first big project as a data scientist, so I was very excited about it. And I quickly jumped into it. I said, yes, let's do it. And I started looking into data, building models, everything that I learned in my master's. I tried to apply it straight away. The result was not good at all. Then I realized that one thing is what you do in a controlled environment at the university, and something very different is when you approach a real world problem. This real world problem was that the world has changed. From one day to another, the whole aviation was impacted. So planes were grounded and borders were closed, and people could not fly. We didn't have such a situation before in the industry. All planes, we have, I don't know the exact number, but something around 12,000 airplanes flying today. They were all grounded. We never had such a situation. So I tried with the data, the historical data we had, we have plenty of data. I said, okay, I have data enough, let's try. But the problem is, whenever the context changes so drastically, the historical data you have is no longer useful because it doesn't represent the new reality. So I tried, I built my models, and I did everything that I was trained on, and the result was poor. And was it because I didn't have the skills? No. Was it because I didn't write the good code? No. And was it because I didn't use the right model? No. It was simply because the context has changed. And I didn't question myself about the problem. So I took the problem as such. Someone asked, I raised my hand. I said, yes, I'll do it. But I didn't even challenge the question. So to me, the big learning was, you should go and challenge the question. The question you ask yourself is the main thing. Once the question is clear, then you can look for the answer. But this was my one of the thousands or trillions failures I made in my career.
And what do you think, what are the biggest mistakes young people do when trying to break into the tech industry?
That's hard to answer because the reality that I faced 20 years ago is probably different. But my piece of advice would be remain humble, even if you really think you can, you're able to do it, I'm sure. Remain humble. Don't overexpect and don't go too fast. So there's always a learning curve. Being humble and honest to yourself to understand that there's a learning path. Take it as it is. You will fail more at the beginning, less at the end, but feel comfortable with failing. It's part of the process. And then the rest will come.
I have one question. So if you would be 18 again, but AI would be trendy and AI would be relevant in the working industry, what would you do to have a good start in the industry? Would you go for internships? Would you go for something you love? Or would you do everything? Or would you do, what would you do? Like what, I don't want to say advice again, but why would you recommend us, especially like maybe we want to work in AI, how can we be an AI lead?
Okay. You mentioned something that I liked a lot. I think following your dreams and what you like would be, for me, number one. Whatever you like, go for it. Don't give yourself a no before someone give you the no. So go and try. Then if you want to be on the AI space, I think I covered the answer with what I already said before. So stay curious about AI for sure. If you really see yourself in the shoes of someone creating AI, then start studying all the disciplines around AI. And if not, try and try. There's also a way that young generations should not discard, which is creating your own company, your own startup. If you have a very well-defined dream and business niche, maybe why not becoming your own employer and becoming your own AI lead in your own AI company. So I think this is a very vague piece of advice, but do whatever you find meaningful. If it's in the private sector, then make sure that you upskill enough so that you have a competitive and attractive profile. And if it's in your own business, be brave and try to bring value out of that technology. That's it.
Don't say no.
Don't say no.
Before they didn't say no. Was that right?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But I love that sentence.
Don't be you the one who give you the no. Never.
I love that answer because AI is so much more besides coding and tech. It's about following your dreams and accomplishing things that you really love and enjoy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was such an awesome episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Perfect. It's a wrap.
Das war People of Tech, ein Podcast von Career. Lass dich auch durch unsere Social Media Kanäle und unsere Homepage von einer Karriere mit KI begeistern. Baue deine KI-Kompetenzen aus, siehe in unvermeidbaren Fehlern positive Lernchancen und stärke dein Profil durch Engagement und Praktika.